Queen's coffin has left a Scottish castle. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and it's expected to take several hours before it reaches the capital of Edinburgh, where she will lie in rest. On Tuesday, Queen Elizabeth's body will arrive in London, where she will lie in state for 4 days. Her funeral happens a week from Monday.
Brothers Prince William and Prince Harry appeared in a show of unity outside Windsor Castle. Accompanied by their wives, they viewed flowers and other memorial items left by mourners. Prince William invited his brother, who left his official royal duties behind when he moved to California.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. King Charles will hold meetings today at Buckingham Palace. 21 years ago today, America as we knew it changed. Islamic terrorists hijacked planes and crashed them, killing nearly 3,000 people.
In New York City, a ceremony will be closed to the public starting at 8:30. That will be televised. 6 moments of silence will be observed starting at 8:46 through 10:28, the time of the attacks. The reading of the victims' names will begin right after the first citywide moment of silence.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. 9/11 observances will also be held at the Pentagon, where President Biden will speak, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. An emotional farewell in Memphis, where a woman was snatched off the street while jogging and then murdered.
Eliza Fletcher's family held a private ceremony for the 34-year-old wife and mother of two. Dozens of loved ones showed up to pay their final respects to Fletcher, a person who her family describes as a woman of faith.
Fox says Charles Watson, the suspect, Cleotha Henderson, is due in court tomorrow. He's been indicted in another kidnapping case. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today. News.
The Las Vegas journalist stabbed to death outside his home last week is being remembered as a dogged reporter who wasn't afraid of anything. Jeff Gehrman spent 4 decades writing about government corruption. The suspect in his killing is someone Gehrman was investigating, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis.
A Democrat Clark County public administrator was arrested after a SWAT team arrived at his home. He had barricaded himself inside. He's accused of stabbing a veteran news reporter to death who was investigating serious allegations of political corruption against him. Prior to the 45-year-old's arrest, police released surveillance video of a suspect wearing a sun hat and carrying a giant duffel bag near the crime scene.
Fox's Christina Coleman, a straw hat found at Tellis's home resembles one worn by the suspect. A group of armed robbers targeted the wrong home in Texas. Police in Harris County say 3 men wearing masks tried to break into a home Friday night but were confronted by a teenager with a shotgun. Authorities say 2 of the men were shot and killed. The 3rd escaped. The DA's office plans to convene a grand jury. Rising crime in Los Angeles has hit home for Congresswoman Karen Bass. The Democrat says her home was broken into Friday night. The only things taken were 2 firearms that were securely stored. Bass is running for mayor against Republican Rick Caruso. Crime will be on the ballot this November as Republicans try to retake control of the House and Senate.
They say they care about crime. Well, it was us who expanded background checks and passed the most significant gun violence law in 30 years.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking yesterday at the Democratic National Committee summer meeting at the National Harbor Hotel in Maryland. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.